Blog Talk Radio.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
To the sky. Keep your head.
Keep your
is talking about, and I hope you got your head up despite all the foolishness that's happening in Israel. Shalom, Israel. Welcome to Inspirational Wednesday, brought to you here on Babylon Talk Radio. Yeah, you're hearing my voice right now. You're not going to hear too many other voices, but I am joined by Deacon Abiram. How you doing, Deke, this morning?
I'm doing just fine. Hump day for you working people. Shalom to everyone out there.
It's hump day. People can tell, you know, when the midweek gets a little rough. I know my wife walked out here with a hump on her back.
It's been a rough week this week for nation of Israel as far as things going on.
I also think it's been a rude awakening because I think that most people, and let me say this, I had a hard time coming on. We're a few minutes late because Blog Talk, I was blocked. I couldn't get through Skype. Skype wouldn't work. I tried a number of times call, and I finally had to just go ahead and use my phone to get through because I couldn't get through. So there will be attacks. I think when we talk about these attacks, people don't really believe us. When we talk about deception, people don't realize the brevity and the reality of the deception. You see people that you thought was on top of it because they did have more than a pocket full of precepts, but they get deceived too. Oh, that brings home that the fact the scripture said, if it were possible, even my very elect will be deceived in the last day. And that's what we're going to start seeing. And so we can't even be surprised at that.
Yeah, shit. I thought maybe you had thought you retired and overslept or something.
Not quite yet.
But it is, it's been some glorious weather out there that the Most High has brought us. I mean, it's just every time I get up and I see the sunlight out there, and I said, "Boy, it's a glorious day the Most High has brought by." But you know what? At nighttime, I go out and I try to find stars. I can't find any stars up there. That's how they've been polluting within chemtrails and whatnot. I used to always be able to go out at nighttime and you see stars. It's hard to see that now.
It's a good thing you brought that up because I believe a lot of the chemtrail spraying does take place at night. And when people wake up, it's to control our skies, our atmosphere, and what we receive and what we can get. So it's just a lot going on in the world, and we're fully aware of that, but I think people need to be aware of the fact that we are in a spiritual warfare right now. And I tell you, I'm hotter than fish grease right now. I got my boxing gloves on. I'm ready to fight because the chickens have tried to come home to roost as well out here too. So it's a universal thing. The Hebrews fighting against other nations who want to be Israel and say we're not Israel. Things that are happening in court systems, with the law, the judicial system, so many things are trying to work against us. But at the end of the day, I rejoice because it's putting us under the spotlight. And when the spotlight hits us, it's going to be because we're getting ready to catch up. The ships to Tarshish over to the wilderness. They're getting ready to get those ships ready to take it. So let it go down. That's the way I see it.
I'm telling you, because in this era, Trump, Esau's getting bold, and they don't care what they do to us anymore, especially when you look at that so-called $4 award that they award that black family for kids and everything. These people are wicked. They are just straight up wicked. I mean, how can you know that a couple of kids and you are, that's just facetious what they did, award them $4, and the judge is going to cut it down to 4 cents. I mean, they're out there, they're after us, and they don't care anymore.
The majority of them don't care, and I'm convinced, Deacon Abraham, because they know who we are as a people, and the envy and jealousy is heightening itself, and they're going to keep doing what they're doing until our God shows up and shows out. They think that we've lost his backing. They think we have our support. They still, the reality of the fact is that, yeah, because of the curses, we don't have a seat at the United Nations, don't have an army, don't have our own currency. A number of things transpiring. But we're getting sick and tired of this all over the world. This is happening to our people that are hidden in Africa because we're spread throughout the four corners of the earth. And we're getting ready to galvanize, got a bunch of John Browns ready to fight with us. But at this point, I see that they really believe we don't have any backup. They think that Yah has turned his back on his people, but they forgot about the remnant. And guess who that is? The few people that will not be moved. I'm talking to you out there that might be listening to the broadcast. The few people that will not be moved by doctrinal issues, new ideas, new brainwaves, new camps, new movements, new politics, new policies, everything that's happening to our people. You will continue to be the patient saint, like Revelations 9 and 12. 14 talks about that. You will patiently keep these commandments and await the return of our Savior and our redemption. But I strongly believe that these people really feel that their God, which is that Cesar Borgia and all the movies that they made depicting him, has their backs, because we have to remember other nations and Esau and these Edomites gauge relationship with God by what they possess and finances, and that is ridiculous, because the Most High has nothing to do with Satan's world and Satan's money. He can bless whoever he wants to bless, but see, the other nations look at us and be like, look at them, they're poor, they don't have nothing, they're pathetic, and they make sure they keep their foot on our neck so we never do have anything, because they think material wealth, Satan's wealth, is a sign of a relationship with God in good standing, and has nothing to do with that. So if we remain resilient, joyful, peaceful, determined, and realize that wealth has to do with, hey, are you going to enjoy the blessings of this day? Are you going to enjoy the sunshine that this day brought you? Are you going to enjoy the car that you have today? Are you going to enjoy the food you have today? Are you going to enjoy the goodness of Yah today? Or are you going to complain about what happened yesterday or what's not going to go right tomorrow? You decide, and then decide what side of the fence are you on. Does the nations have you deceived and depressed, or do you realize you're the remnant and that your day is coming? And that's where we have to stand. And I tell you, Brother D, I'm pissed off, and I'm going to be dealing with it today and on Thursday and on Shabbat. The heresy that's going on in these camps, the heresy that's going on even amongst us with brothers who don't know a damn thing about the Bible but want to tell us Joseph is the daddy. I'm dealing with the heresy of folks breaking up camps that are having an impact on people all around the world, but Satan can come in and get somebody upset with the elders. It's just a total amount of disrespect, because people don't realize Hashatan is at work, at work. And when he goes to work, most people don't realize it until it's too late, because he sets everybody off. But I'm not ignorant of Satan's devices, and I realize we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. But see, what we have out here amongst us are willing vessels. Why are they willing? Because the back door's open. What back door's open? You got people around you that are still actively participating in sin, actively committing adultery and fornication, actively lying, stealing, and killing, but calling themselves Hebrews, claimed by Yah, washed in the blood. But no, actively participating in sin, Satan got you like a puppet. He'll let you believe you're doing all right and use you when he needs you. And those people are planted amongst us because they don't love Yah, and we can't make them love Yah. But we're going to expose them. Must best believe exactly. That.
Exactly, because you look at this whole debate about Joseph and Joseph being a daddy. I mean, it's such a frivolous argument for people to something that they've thought up, let's put it that way, because the scriptures don't bear that out, that Joseph is the father, but they keep bringing it up, they keep causing dissension, about this, because they keep bringing this this up, and it's it was Titus 1 tell us about the frivolous debates. I mean, they don't serve the Most High. They don't serve our anything we need to do.
Right.
We were mentioning about how they things that happen to us these days. Let me read Zechariah, something that'll lift us and show us what we're what we have to look forward to. Zechariah 2:8-10. But thus saith the Most High of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you, for he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye. For behold, I will shake mine hand upon them, and they shall be a spoil to their servants. And ye shall know that the Most High of hosts hath sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of the Most High. I loves us. That's what we need to keep. We need to keep in remembrance.
Right. Good scripture. Very good. And you know what? They can't touch us anyway, though. You know what they want to do is try to break. When we have unity of the faith, and when we start progressing, Satan sends them to put a wedge in the camp. And it's funny, Brother D, because just last week I was thinking I could not. You know what? I'm slapping myself right now because I, you know, that thought crossed my mind when we were at our Northern California Hebrew Fellowship sitting in that room. The thought kept crossing my mind, and now I understand why. When Joshua took Israel to battle and they went to the battle of Ai, it was Achan that screwed up the whole battle. One person that brought this sin amongst the camp, and the little leaven leavens the whole lump. Let these people be ostracized, exposed, and criticized, because here's what's happening. We don't realize that he said, y'all go ahead and grow together. I'll separate. We don't realize that when he gets ready to separate, he's going to shine the light on them and cause us to pull away from them. And you know why he's going to do that? I'm going to say it today. I'm going to say it on the Shabbat. I'm going to give you a sneak peek of what I'm going to say on the Shabbat, what I'm going to close out with, because I'm going to close out with joy after I expose Satan. I'm going to expose his ass on Shabbat. And after I expose him, I'm going to show you why the Most High is allowing it. But I'll give you the scripture now in John, the 10th chapter. He said, my sheep know my voice. The reason these niggas is preaching John is the daddy. The reason they causing the heretics and heresy and causing all these breakups and all that, because they're easily led by other strange voices because they don't know the voice of Yah. They have begun to believe their own voice, their own needs, their own desires, and what they want to have. See, when he says he'll give you the desires of your heart, it's because your desires become his desires and you are one with him. So the battle of Achan has to do with the fact that there was one person in the camp that still had worldly possessions, took something that the Most High told him not to take, and they lost the whole damn battle. Get these niggas out your camp. Get these people from around you that don't want to do right. You ain't got to kiss nobody's behind. This ain't the Christian church. I ain't got time to play with you. And it's going down. You don't know the voice of Yah. That's why you sit up here talking about Joseph the daddy. Joseph the daddy, then why did Yeshua tell his parents when he was in the temple schooling the Sadducees and Pharisees after the Feast of Dedication? He said, don't you know I must be about my father's business? Y'all come here looking for me? What you looking for me for? That was 12 years old, he told his daddy. You tripping. That was his stepdaddy that he told you tripping. I'm about my father's business because he's my daddy. Don't give me this stuff about a grammatical error in the Bible proves to you that Joseph is the father because of a grammatical error, because of parentheses, because of a comma, because of a question mark, because of a period. You's a sick Negro that don't understand the word. You probably didn't pass English, okay, first and foremost. But after all that, if you focused on Joseph being the daddy, but I see your house is out of order. I see your wife ain't in the truth. I see you can't even preach on the streets. I see you ain't got no fruit on your tree. I see you can't even keep serving Yah. I see you living in fornication and adultery. Nigga, shut the hell up. I don't want to hear it. You stay out
bring
my
the
face.
Fire
away
today,
from my
brother
family,
D. Bring
away
the
from
fire.
My people, because you don't even serve the Most High. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I'm tell you, knowing what's important about this whole walk, you know, we know Hebrews like to seem to stir contention, bring up something. So that whole argument, it makes really. You figure why? How did you come up with this? You know, especially when you have to really dig. You really have to make up things in order to make that narrative fit, and you have to ignore things to make it fit.
Yeah. But the thing is, I don't have time for the conversation with you. And that's what I want to get into today, Brother D. I don't even want to try to explain why they on that tip, where they get it from, why they wrong. I'm going to tell you what Titus 3 and 9 and 10 says. This is what you do with these Nebrews. Avoid foolish questions. Did the Most High not say that? Today I'm going to deal with these two scriptures. Because Most High willing on Shabbat, I'm going to show y'all what the hell is really going on. But I'm going to bring you in with these first. We're going to deal with this. Titus 3, 9 through 10. First of all, you Hebrews, when these people come with this doctrine, these heretical doctrines and these heresies to break up your fellowship, your camp, when these Negroes you've been watching on YouTube and Hebrew One Show and this cat Yaki Hickman, yeah, you, teaching esoteric gospel, soteriology, and teaching witchcraft, and teaching yoga, and teaching kundalini, and chakras, and separating the body, teaching people cosmos, and making up any title of the word, and then find a scripture to try to justify your title, that is not inspired by the Holy Spirit. You, my friend, are after money and being used by Satan with New Age theology. We ain't got time for that. These are people that today are coming preaching another gospel. I'm pissed because when I came into the truth, people thought I was preaching another gospel. No, I never left the word. I started preaching more of the word. What happened is that the Christian church only preach a couple of messages and a couple of chapters and won't even go into Torah. I came into the truth, start studying Torah, Tanakh, and understood that everybody in the New Testament that you ascribe to and read their letters, they were only reading Torah and Tanakh. So you won't understand your New Testament until you understand Torah and Tanakh. You've been taught lies. But the ones that know Torah and Tanakh are bringing in a new gospel, new religion, and got you trying to open up your chakras and activate your pineal gland and get into other. It's not meant for you to have that. The Most High got you using 10%, 8% of your brain for a reason. When he returns, then he will activate your brain and activate those things and cause us to be like Christ. But not until then. You are out of order, sir, as well as the most of the Hebrew camps and congregations altogether, because you don't have a relationship with Yah. Now, let me get back to it. Hebrews, this is what
Go ahead. In this 3 and 9, see, the Most High, he knows his creation. You see, in that first sentence, it says avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contention. And what are they using to try and push forth these false narratives? Looking at genealogies and not reading those right, but using them to stir up this contention.
Bottom line, genealogies, every other nation wants to be Judah or Israel, but they don't want to go through what we're going through. Y'all want to make every other nation part of Israel, but ain't none of them keeping the high holy days or the Shabbat. Ain't none of them coming into the truth. Show me just 100. Give me just 100 people out of all those other nations that you got on this 12 tribe chart. I'm talking about y'all got people like talking about the Fijians. Y'all got people like people off in y'all ain't got nobody in the ain't nobody in Africa on the chart. So we know we know our people scattered throughout Africa as well. But y'all these other nations y'all got, show me just 100 Indians, all of them keeping Passover, everything. You can't. These people ain't waking up like our people are. Judah will wake up first, and then after Judah, these other nations will wake up. But you that's sitting up here talking about that y'all molding Judah, you this, and you Ephraim, and you Wishakar, you then lost your mind because you fit Titus 3, 9, 10. Avoid these questions and these genealogies. Don't even talk to people about that. Why? Because we're too busy just trying to bring people into the truth that don't even know this truth. Why am I going to waste my time arguing with you and your disillusion? Scripture told me, well, in the last days, the very elect will be deceived. You better make sure you don't get deceived and get into this word instead of trying to contend over genealogy, dumb questions, causing contentions, striving about the law. The scripture says this is all unprofitable, meaning you didn't get nowhere spiritually, physically, and it's vain. It's vanity. It's a sin.
Well, Brother V, and the other thing is, they get in those situations by following men instead of following that the Most High and reading that book. Because you look at REI that came up with that 12 tribe chart. You know, this is the same one that came up with that false.
Yeah, and we're talking about REI from the One West camp, not this REI nigga out here with us, because he off too, but he don't even know where the Book of Hosea is. So we talking about the other REI. Go ahead.
Yeah, because like I said, this is the same guy that predicted that the Most High, or that Yeshua was supposed to come at a certain time. I think it was 2001 night. He didn't show up. Now you're gonna believe a man that gave you a false, date. And being that he gave you a date, you should have known something there too, because it says that Yeshua said no man knows that date, not even him, and the angels don't know. So how is Arya gonna know that date? This is when he's supposed to be back, and this guy proved that he was a false prophet, but they're still following him, being that he invented this 12 tribe chart.
Not only did he invent the chart, you know, you had Malachi Maccabee talking about the fact that, okay, well, it may be off, but I still ain't seen nobody come up with a better chart or refute it. That ain't my ministry, and that ain't what Rosh Hashanah told us to do. He hid us for a purpose. Let me tell you simple ass niggas something. The reason y'all hidden in the four corners is so you're not concentrated in one area so they can kill you and destroy you. The Most High got you hidden from Esau, these Edomites, and these fake Jews that took your culture. He don't want nobody knowing where you at. He will gather you when it's time. You niggas is pissing me off because you simple as hell. He gonna keep us hidden.
He punished us, but you know he didn't put us in a place where they can come and destroy us. And when I heard Mally say that, and to me it's a nonsensical statement, because just because someone comes up with something, especially if it's false, I mean, you say, okay, well, I haven't seen anything else. Well, they came up with a bunch of false gibberish, so. How can you give that any kind of legitimacy? I say, well, no one else came up with something else. Because everybody else knows that we don't know where everyone is. So we wouldn't come up with any chart. So I thought that statement by him didn't make a lot of sense.
And the bottom line, brother, is that, like I just said right there, is that all. It wasn't for us to create a chart. That's stupid as hell. That is not the point. The purpose is that these niggas that's creating these contentions and all that stuff cannot even quote the Ten Commandments by heart, can't even tell you where it's found, and they're not keeping the laws. Most of them want to have number of wives. They don't want to take care of their wives and their children. They don't want to be humble. They don't know how to respect their elders. They don't know how to do any of that stuff. You're being distracted because Satan is cunning. He's divisive. He's divisive, and you have fall and pray to it, and most of you Hebrews don't want nobody telling you a damn thing. So therefore, we have no order, because you got young Hebrews who want to be elders and bishops and don't want nobody who's your age, Brother D, or my age, to be an elder or a bishop and lord over them, because they think we don't know a damn thing because we own the net. Because, like, you know, so this is what's happening here. We're dealing with a changing of the guard, a changing of the times. We can't get, let me read the second portion of Titus 3:9, because it goes with what I'm saying. It said, a man that is a heretic after the first and second admonition, reject him. I'm going to deal with that a number of ways. First of all, it lets us know that we're going to have people coming with a heretical gospel. What is a heretical gospel? Come teaching, preaching something different than what we all teaching and preaching out the clear damn blue. In the law, they put that man to death. They killed his ass. Now, we done sat up here, one brother like this, Arya, in our camp. We can talk to him 2-3 times about his personal life that he can't get right. You shouldn't raise your hand and say a damn thing on the radio or in the camp, because you can't live holy. You can't even keep your loins in spirit and truth. So I'm not, that's why I'm saying, like, why would you even give 2 cents of your time to talk to anybody about Joseph being the daddy when you can't even serve the son of Joseph and his real daddy, Abba Yah? You can't live for him. You're saying it's too hard to keep the commandments. Get out my face. So the bottom line is that when we start to hear heresy, we need leaders that will deal with it. But if nobody respects leadership and there is no leadership, who going to check these brothers that's out of order and preaching new gospel? Nobody. Because they're trying to silence the elders. So what's happening here? I ain't getting silenced. You're going to sit your ass down if you're around us preaching heresy. Because I've warned you twice. There'll be no third time. You say what you want to say, Brother D. I'm sorry, I'm hot as fish grease. Go ahead.
That's fine. And plus, you know, the book says we are to check each other, you know, and not just let things go or whatnot, because you're letting your brother go astray. when you should be correcting him and putting him back on the right path. I mean, this is what the manuscript tells us to do.
Yeah, you know, okay, so I come to you out of love on the first admonition and the second admonition, that's love. Now, with the third one, while I'm kicking you head first, yeah, that's love, because now I'm turning you over to your own flesh, your own lust, and your own God that you serve, because that's who you choose to serve. You get from around here, because we don't play that. The Most High Yah don't play that. And I do it out of love, but we don't do Christianity around here where they say, God loves the sinner and the sin. It's a damn lie. We don't
exactly.
love sinners, and we don't love the sins. And if you're going to stay in your sins, then you don't need to be around us, because sins will jump off on other people. Don't come around me. I'm not about to have you around the young babies, young girls, the women in my congregation, and you got a spirit of lust all on you. Nigga, get the hell from around here. I'm not playing with you. And I got discernment, so I'm at war with Satan. And even when I talk like this, I know who I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with Satan. I'm dealing with Hashatan, because he can't touch me as long as y'all say he can't. And he says that no weapon formed against me can prosper. I got power over the devil. And I mean, I exercise it. That's why I said we are Al-Mahoida, At Last Ministries, House of Israel, a deliverance assembly. Because a lot of you Hebrews ain't delivered. That's why you can't get your wives in the truth. That's why you can't get your kids in the truth. You got no power with Yah. You got a form of godliness. And I'm going to bring it out on the Shabbat, Most High willing. You got a form of godliness. You know why I know this, Brother D? Because they're denying the power thereof. What power are they denying? The power that the Most High can bring a son here without the use of man's loins. You niggas is ignorant.
You know, and Hashatan looks at us and realizes the power that we have at our disposal. You know, if we, as long as we believe, as long as we do what we need to do, he sees that, but he also sees all of the nation of Israel, that the parts of the nation of Israel, that two-thirds, that turned away from him, and he's trying to work on the other third to try to get them to turn their back on Yah. But you know that's not going to happen
yeah.
here.
No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen at all. It's not going to happen. So you can get away from here. You know, and I sit back. Anybody that know me, that's been around me, they see me sit back with a quiet hand. But when you poke that button, I'm gonna let you know. Not about me. I encourage brothers. I push other brothers to teach, to lead the fellowship, to lead the class. I encourage them. I give everybody opportunity. I let people come on the radio. I let people talk.
Yes.
You niggas ain't living. I've got to shut it down. But see, when you shut it down, Brother D, here's what they do to me. Oh, yeah, Brother V think he all that weak. Well, brothers in this walk, you ain't over me. You don't know me. What you doing? Yeah, see, Most High did call leadership. He did have a fivefold calling in the New Testament. Some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. He does have offices, and you have to be anointed to be in an office. Hands have to be laid on you. You must be baptized. Half you niggas don't even believe in baptism. Even though Christ got baptized, you talking about
yeah.
getting baptized.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That's exactly what I was going to say. How do you say that you don't need to be baptized when our own Hamashiach went to get baptized by John the Baptist? Now, where are you coming up with this thing saying that you don't need to be baptized? Like I said, it doesn't make any sense. All the disciples were baptized,
right.
You know, but you thinking that you don't have to be. And the thing is, you know, where are you getting this from? You're getting it from their own imagination.
Right. So I'm dealing with this stuff right now with these people. But hold on, before we go there, let's go ahead and do 2 Timothy 2 and 23. Because this is what, every time somebody asks you what you think, do you think the Mexicans are Israel, all that? Screw them and all that. Even you Mexicans that's talking about we Israel and half you niggas, Judas, Hamites, y'all crazy trying to curse Judah. Y'all crazy.
Yeah,
the fact
exactly.
of the matter is that if you know, if the Most High blessed you enough to know that it's going to take keeping the commandments, getting the kingdom, that's all you need to worry about like Solomon. Other than that, you need to shut your damn mouth. But when I see you can't, and you sitting on here banging against other Hebrews about Mexicans are better than blacks and this black dude banging the Mexicans, y'all stupid. Who's putting in the work while y'all banging on each other? You look like idiots. and the people at Facebook and YouTube are laughing at y'all and your comments. Like, these niggas talking about they know God and got the truth. They can't even get along. They're trying to kill each other. They're laughing at it. But you scared to bang on our real enemy. You scared to expose what Esau's doing. You look at my page, I'm exposing Esau every day. I just put a video up showing you how that the government is at war with black people and secretly killing them with GMOs and different products, because everything they can do now, they know how to do it race specific. They know how to put chemtrails in the air that will only affect black people that day. They have race specific weapons, and you niggas is wondering who's Israel. Y'all stupid. You ain't even made it yet. You ain't even got to the wilderness yet. You may not even make it to the kingdom. You better hope you make it to the kingdom. Arrogant. So 2 Timothy 2:23 says, foolish and unlearned questions. Y'all ain't learned if Joseph is the daddy for over 1,000 years. They've been fighting over this. He said, avoid that. I'm avoiding it. And also, you heretics, he told me to reject you. You're rejected. Now, stay the hell away from me and my family. You's a nigga if I ever seen one, because you's a coon. You like to laugh and smile and deflect attention off you. I'm avoiding your foolish questions and your unlearned questions. Why? Because it genders strife. And you trying to create strife amongst a peaceful fellowship. Brother Jacob and them had a peaceful fellowship. We have a peaceful fellowship. We have peaceful fellowship amongst the Hebrews after Passover and Pentecost. Soon as Pentecost was over, all hell had broke loose. Are you not even fit for the kingdom if you fight getting into these fights and you not banging against Edom and Esau? All that stuff, gender strike, y'all easily deceived because you haven't been delivered, and y'all don't have the Ruach HaKadosh that's operating in this manner, because it would have checked you. I'm sorry, Brother D, go ahead.
No, I guess I'm totally agree with you. And you look at some of these other camps, because I'm looking at that issue that's happened with Brother Jacob. I mean, this guy, he had his own, I mean, he was involved with some other camp, but then he's seeking out what's going on, and you know, in Brother Jacob's world, what he's got going there. So you know, they'll come looking to get involved and to cause this strife.
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was texting one
Let's
of these people's
names. Brother V,
just let them know.
And this is a good time to read. Hosea 4, and it's 4 and 6. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of the Most High. I will also forget thy children. You know, and that's exactly what's going on. There's lack of knowledge. People lean on their own understanding. And so the Most High said,
right,
if you reject me, I will reject you.
Right. And you know, Brother D, check this out. What you just said, he said, if you reject me, I'll reject you. There are a lot of things that people are rejecting from the Most High that we don't know about, because he speaks to us privately and individually. And when you reject what he told you to do, what he's telling you to do in private instruction in your home, I can't even attest to that. But I know every one of us hears a word from the Most High. I'll give an example. This is the first example that comes to my mind. My wife said that the Most High kept telling her to do something, and she didn't do it for like a month or so, and it was pretty much dropping off some groceries to my auntie, who's coming battling dementia. And when she finally did do it, she didn't realize that after having done that, that woman cried for a whole day, calling. Everybody in the world said, it's so hard to believe that somebody still loves me and cares about me and would bring me things like this. But see, what happened was that she didn't obey immediately. The Most High kept talking to her. So let me make my point. I know that you niggas out there, the Most High done told you to do things and you not doing it, because when I see your lifestyle, you're being pulled by Hashatan in this world and you're disobeying him. He told you to drop everything and serve him. He brought you into this to see what you're going to do, and he's trying the reins of your heart, and y'all not living true to what he expects, because you don't really believe in him. You're not trying to get the kingdom. You don't know how much hard work this is. And I'm not about to sit up here and play patty cake with you while I'm sitting up there sacrificing, giving up things that my flesh would like to do. I like to throw in the tire every now and then, too. My flesh wants to give up. You know, everything being in moderation, sacrificing Saturdays or Shabbat. I'm doing all this because I love Yah. You sacrifice your
That's
life.
Right. That's right.
You sacrifice your life. Your body's a living sacrifice. You go around here, you want to wear fringes sometimes, and you want to wear head wraps sometimes, and the next day you got your cleavage out, titties and ass showing, then you want to wear a beard, the next day you want to shave a beard, you want to keep a holy day, then you don't want to keep a holy day. You niggas got judgment coming. One day you don't want to represent these East Coast camps, the next day you with the East Coast camps talking about Joseph is the daddy. Let me go get me a Star Rim fan. Let me start wearing a menorah. Molly, you done lost your mind with that damn Wonder Woman menorah on your head. It looks ridiculous. Take that crap off your head. Like a Marvel comic superhero with that crap on your head. You stop letting people influence you and adjust what you do. Be consistent in your walk with Yah. Because he's looking for integrity. And what is integrity? It is consistency. It's consistency. That's why y'all get mad, even if I'm not consistent doing these lessons, these shows. You're like, okay, I see, so you want to put the thing down for a minute. Let's say I put something down on you for one day. Let's see how you get along. Let me take my spirit away from you for one day. Let's see how you make it. You're not going to make it.
Well, you know, and Brother Malley said he hasn't changed. Brother Malley said he hasn't changed. He says that he hasn't changed as far as what he thinks about the Most High and thinks about this war. But when you're with someone that has a different thought process, you know, like they say, a little leaven the whole bread. Next thing you know, they're you're starting to listen to them. Before you know it, they give you certain supposed scripts, and then you're opening yourself up to that because you are around these people who who have all of these ideas or these thoughts or whatnot that are not of the Most High. But if you're hanging around these people and you're with them, next thing you know, you're going to be doing some of the things they do. Thinking some of the things that they
there
do.
You go. There you go. How can two walk together except they agree? So the
exactly.
Bottom line is that he's hanging around Yaki, and Yaki is preaching. He's preaching the Kundalini spirit, chakras, esoteric gospel, New Age gospel. He's intertwining it, and you know what? Hundreds of people are coming forward saying, "I knew something wasn't right with that. Studied that crap years ago because that came in and decimated the Christian church because everybody was going to church waiting for this roller coaster fake Holy Ghost experience where they'd lay on the floor and be turning and slobbing. Somebody, I got the Holy Ghost. It's that Kundalini spirit, and he's bringing the deception in amongst the Hebrews. And Malley's running with him, so they're doing one of the same. Two can't walk together except they are in agreement. And here's my thing with Malley. You done turned your back on your family? Listen, let me tell you something. Brother Jacob and Daniel Solomon are my age, your age. You done turned your back on your mentors and your elders and your community to stand for what you believe in because you think you're right? Well, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. So, brother, you know, first of all, I can go throughout the Torah where you wrong for going against your tribe, which is your community, the people you teach, and then coming in teaching another gospel that has to do with familiar spirits. So I'd be damned if it's going to happen out here. And that's why this one clown out here with us, Ariyah, Ed Simple, won't call me. I'll let him go back and forth and bang with y'all, but I don't go over stuff back and forth with these Negroes. If they're going to be with us in fellowship, they with us. But if they're not, they're not. I'm not begging you to stay around me when you don't want to live right. And there's simple things I can see when you still got lust on your mind. Anger, hatred, debauchery, getting high, all that stuff. Man, you're not trying to serve Yah. Because, see, we do what we do because we love Yah. I come see these brothers on the Shabbat because we trying to build the kingdom of Yah. We ain't trying to build ourselves. We're not even trying to build our fellowship. We putting in work because we got to stand before the king. So you're going to stand before the king saying, I tried to tell them brothers that you wasn't the daddy. I dare you. Stand before Yah. I dare you to stand before Yah and say, I spent my whole ministry trying to tell them, brothers, that you was not the daddy of Jesus. Boy, you going to get lightning bolts? Open up the gates to the lake. That's what you're going to hear.
Exactly.
I want every one of you to take a minute and imagine yourself standing before Yah, telling him he wasn't Christ's daddy. Just take 1 minute. Imagine it.
Well, Brother B, as you know, what I was saying is that, you know, okay, if you're banging against this, banging against the virgin birth, I mean, you're pretty much saying that the Most High's got a limitation, saying he can't do this or he can't do something. Nothing's impossible with the Most High. If he says this is how it is, this is how it was, and like I said, he left precepts in the verses all throughout the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, that should logically lead you to believe that Joseph was not the daddy. That he was his father. His father is the Most High. The verses are there to show you that. Coming up with something else, you're making up things, and you're setting your own narrative out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm telling you, I don't want to be standing in front of the Most High and, you know, having to explain to him, or standing in front of Yeshua and having to explain to them why I doubted them. You know, why, right. I mean, why did you think I couldn't do this? You know, Most High, he created everything. And you're going to say he can't do a little simple task like that?
Brother B, you're trying to get me to go into my Saturday lesson, and I'm trying not to do it. I'm going to break it down. I'm not going to do it today. I just want to focus on telling my people, don't even deal with these people that keep bringing up these dumb questions and accusations. You know, but the thing is that you're bringing up a good point, what you're saying. You're negating the power of Yah? Why are you in this thing?
Exactly.
You're glorifying the power of man's loins. I got it. That's because you can't control yours.
Exactly. I mean, just look at you, man. And it's not the same, but you have doctors today that can put eggs in the women from another woman or whatnot in order to have a baby. And that's rudimentary, you know, when you compare that with the Most High. Now, if man can come up with this, you think the Most High can't come up with a way of having Yeshua born without corruptible seed? I mean, you know, do you either believe in the Most High or you don't? And believe in his omnipotence and the fact that there's nothing that he can't do.
Yeah, it was an incorruptible seed, and he was a lamb without blemish.
Yep.
And I don't know about you, but it's not too many people I know that's born of men and women that don't have acne, dark spots, rashes, gout, bad toe, no arthritis, patch of hair missing, can't grow full beard. These are blemishes, nigga,
yep,
that come from a seed that's birthed out of a man and a woman, called a birthmark, scar, all that. Y'all, man, y'all ignorant as hell, boy. I tell you, Brother B.
You're fire this morning, Brother B.
Man, because
and
that's
I understand why, especially looking at the events that have happened over this last week.
Man, because I can see what's happening, and this is what the Most High made me for. I got a sword in my closet. He called me for battle, so when it's battle time, I run to the front of the battle. Let's handle this business. You know, when everything's going fine, everything's cool. Everybody likes the glory and the grandeur. Oh, and I'm teaching, preaching, and check this precept out, and I got this and that. Yeah, but what's happening is the chicken's coming home to roast, and the Most High is getting ready to expose these Negroes because we're moving into an era where he said, I'll separate the wheat from the tares. You don't know how he's going to do it, but we might be in the process. These people coming out with these new doctrines and making these moves as a part of the separation and a part of the falling away. This has been prophesied because I know we're too close to him returning for this bull crap that we got going on.
And you know,
you
and
should be walking humble. The greatest songwriter last year is Kendrick Lamar, who wrote a song called Be Humble. Y'all niggas need to get humble as we approach the time. And he said fellowship more, not break up fellowships as you see the day approaching. That's why you know it's satanic, Brother D.
Well, I tell you what, Brother V, we're on the same page here, because, you know, that's what I was waiting to say, is that if you want to do anything, if you want to make sure that you're, or better your chance to get to the kingdom, touch into the humbleness in you, the humility in yourself, because the Most High wants us humble. He doesn't want people with their chest all thrown out, you know, because they got all this pride. I'm leading the 10,000 of this and that, and, you know, look what I'm doing. Yeah, no, that's not what he wants. You humble,
right?
Because see, you look at what could happen.
Right.
Look what happened. Satan wasn't humble, and next thing you know, he trying to take over the Most High's kingdom.
Right.
You know, he had
right.
the pride.
You still there?
And, yeah, I'm still here. And to me, you figure.
Oh, wait a minute.
So,
Tamar, what you got your hand up for?
What does she have to say?
You know, you got this brother on fire. I mean, I had to close my door from laughing so loud in this office.
Isn't he, though?
Man, I even put a post up on Facebook. I said, love this man. He keeps it 100 every day. Boy, I'm telling you, he's just bringing brothers and sisters, don't make him mad, because he will cut you. You will have to deal with the wrath of Yah with him.
Well, you know what?
That's all I want to say.
Yeah, you know, Sister Tamawa, I don't expect to be saying Joseph is dead anytime soon, so I don't think you'll be all
right.
You know about that.
you know, my whole thing was as I was looking at the post, it's like, you know, like I was telling him, how is that going to get us into the kingdom, determining whether who is Joseph's daddy? And what scripture is that for us to focus on that? Half of us can't even focus on the Ten Commandments. And you're worried about, is Joseph the daddy? Really? Half
yeah,
of people don't
exactly.
even know who their real daddy is. So I'm like,
exactly. Point this to my...
Half of them don't know who their daddy is. Oh, that's a good one. Half of you niggas don't know who your daddy is.
And then you're trying to say who Yeshua's daddy is, like you were there.
Right. So, you know, we just have to make sure that we have to stay on task on what is important. That's keeping these statutes, laws, and commandments, and getting our lives right. If we can't get our lives right, we need to be, you know, trying to build a relationship with the Most High, and we're focusing on things that's not going to profit or be conducive to us getting into the kingdom. And those statements and those arguments are not going to get you into the kingdom. So that's all I wanted to say.
Exactly. Get rid of them itchy ears, because there's all kind
that's
of
right.
doctrine out there that people throwing this way and that way. And this is, oh, no, I've went to a deeper understanding, and this is what it means, you know.
That's right.
But, you know, we got a lot of people out there. Like I said, like Yeshua said, a lot of false prophets in these days.
That's
there'll
right.
be a lot of
that's
them out
right.
there. We
there's a lot
that.
Of them. There's
we
a
see
lot
that.
And, you know, there's something I always taught my daughter, or even people that I mentored, is that, you know, people always say, God is not going to tell you anything that's some false confusion that's going to cause you to err against his word. God didn't tell you that. If it doesn't feel good, right, when we tell you, you have to think about it twice. Doesn't
I'm telling
feel
you, only
good,
God tells
not
me all
the
that, God of this world. And, you know,
right.
You know, Satan, he's the one telling you, he's whispering in their ears.
Right. So people need to stop saying, God told me, or God said. If he really said that, it's going to come out line by line with the scriptures that are in that Bible, not something that you went to sleep and woke up and had an epiphany and said, oh, God must have told me this because it sounds good.
Right.
So,
what he's going to say, he's already said, and he don't reveal nothing unless he reveals
right.
it to his prophets.
Right.
He revealed it to the prophets
that's
or
right.
not. Yeah, we had Achan sitting up in there on this past Saturday talking about, God told me. You just left your woman
right.
out.
Okay, I'm going back on mute because I got to get to work. But thank you. It was
put
nice talking
mute.
To you.
Good to hear
did
you.
He tell you
hey,
thank
you know,
you?
I heard one guy saying that, you know, I can see the Most High up there cringing every time someone's saying that the Most High told me that I should do this or we should do it. He's up there cringing. Just like it says, you know, these prophets are tell lies, and it didn't come from the Most High.
Book of Jeremiah tells us every day people are going to be talking about God told me, or I had a dream, or I saw this, or the Lord said, shut the hell up. Ain't nothing wrong with my line. He would have called me and told me myself. You know, and then the only thing you can do is confirm something he already told me by giving me a conversation, but you ain't going to sit up here and tell me, God told me to tell you. Man, don't come up to me with all that stuff. So, I mean, once again, I'm disappointed that Mally knows so many precepts, but he lost an ethical thing, which is respect and humility. He's honoring humility, but the humility would be like, let's see if you can swallow your pride, go apologize, and keep on working with these Negroes that's reaching a million people every Sunday, as opposed to you going from street corner to street corner. You can do that and that.
The other thing is that it would have been good if he would have, you know, discussed this with Brother Jacob before he went down the road, you know, get a little counseling
from
the
elders.
Decide to do something
like
that.
You might be right.
You know, get a little counseling from the elders.
Obviously, they don't have any respect for the elders because they, you know, he brought up some information that kind of alluded to the fact that we don't know these people and their past. So he alluded to that, and that's dirty, scandalous. You know, if the Most High can forgive us and throw our past in the sea of forgiveness, how the hell are you going to keep looking at me and keep reminding me of my past? You work for Satan because that's his job. He's the only one that does that because the Most High wipes the slate clean when you go to work for him. So what are you doing? What are you saying? But see, the only one I'm begging against is anybody that's distracting our people and anybody that's living in sin. And you making it all right. And most of these people that come up with this, like these two brothers out here that want to come up with an argument with us, think we're going to sit up and have a discussion with them on Joseph being a dad to stop us from growing our school, you ignorant as hell, because both of y'all are deflecting the attention off of your inability to take care of your home and your personal lives. You both need deliverance, and you both need power with Yah, so that you can curse Satan that's in your life, your home, and get things under control and start serving him wholeheartedly. Oh, talk to me about this stuff. So, you know, I told the brothers the other day, I'm glad y'all went back and forth with him, but the scripture just told us, don't do it. According to the scriptures I read today that we're focusing on, he's saying, don't do it. 2 Timothy 2:23, Titus 3, 9 through 10. I want to see everybody post these scriptures all over the earth. When people start talking about, we Israel, you ain't Israel, we hung from a tree, we got shot. You got these Mexicans going around here trying to prove they've been hung and shot and ostracized and that they poor. Y'all stupid.
Well, and the Most High says that, you know, our treatment and what happens to us will be an insight. That's how they'll be able to recognize us, because these curses will be on us.
So they try to throw the curses on their race. To say that they fit
in. Yeah, and the whole deal, you look
I've
at
never
it, don't fit. They'll pull out one or two things where they might fit, but you need to fit all those curses, not just a couple here and there.
Hey, Brother D, if that's the case, trailer trash fits the chart because they got curses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, where are they on that chart? But you know that they get what gets me, Brother V, is even with all of the information, and we know that Israel went into Africa, you know, and we know they're there, that this 12-tribe chart still survives. It's still around. That shows you Hashatan's got to be propping this up. Because why is this here when there's all kind of, information as to where Israel would be? So we're supposed to be throughout the four corners of the earth, not just in the Western Hemisphere here, and that's what that chart seems to be saying. And we're all
man.
Over
we got
this,
a
you
bunch
know.
Of we got a bunch of Hebrews over in Western Africa and Nigeria and Ghana. You see, I see little Reverend Nathan Yell didn't try to go down to Nigeria talking that stuff because they'd have long stomped him in Nigeria. I see he didn't go down to the Congo and South Africa with that because they'd have long stomped him down there, selling them pictures of his face, talking about that's your shot, and all that, making everybody wear purple. No, them brothers ain't about to wear purple. The Limba been doing this for a minute. They've been keeping the Shabbat over there for a minute. You going to come over here talking about you going to start a school and they going to pay tithes and send you money? You niggas is crazy, man. I'm
telling you. And you look at South Africa, you know, they know who they are down there. And a number of times they've reached out to the Judah here in America, you know, looking at how what they're doing to us and how they're treating us. And they know that, you know, we're part of their family.
Yeah. So, y'all start. Don't just. If you got somebody in your camp or around you that you just been putting up with, it's time to call them on the carpet and expose this and deal with this. Because a lot of the drama that you're dealing with has to do with the fact that sin is being hidden from you. There's sin at the apex, underneath the surface of these issues within your camp, within your fellowship, or whatever you're doing. Expose the sin. Get rid of the sin. People need to repent. I've never seen anything like it after this particular Pentecost. Everything has gone wild, but see, there's a shaking and stirring because, okay, the judgment's going to start with our house. He's going to clean up the shop. He's going to separate the wheat from the tare, and let me explain that to you. I think I heard Pastor Omar tried to talk about this, and he gave a good little analogy. He said, my sheep know my voice. So when Yeshua starts to call us to come over here and come over there, only the ones that know his voice are going to be the ones that move with the voice. Everybody else going to stay right there in the world or with the destruction or with the deception. That's where they're going to remain. But the ones that do know Yeshua's voice, the Son of the living God, we're going to move when he says move. The other ones are going to be stuck. And they're going to stay right there. So we can't even wonder or guess or shake our head at what's going on because he saw this day before we saw this day. Let's see who's going to persevere. Let's see who's going to quote these scriptures to the deceived. Let's see if the arrogant will become humble. Let's see if the humble will remain humble and let the true leader step to the forefront and chop off the heads of those that ain't right. You remember when Moses came down, and he—I think it might have been Dathan and Korah, or it might have been Jannes and Jambres—but he had drew the line and said, "Whoever's on this side, come on this side of the line." And then he sent out the Levites to go and kill all those that were to kill people and to deal with the business of the people that were rebelling. Do you remember that?
Yep. Yes.
It's killing. Hey, Brother D.
I'm here.
Killing time. It's killing time.
I'm telling you, you got to get all that out of your house, all that stuff out of your house. But like I said, if you're going to have a school, you're going to be teaching whatever, you can't have this brother teaching this on one side of the room and the other one teaching something else on the other side of the room. It just can't work. That's a house divided.
Right. Ain't going to be no houses divided. I'm gone with that stuff. I'm not even entertaining your conversation. I don't even want to hear it. So when they rebelled against Moses' leadership, let me see if I can find that real quick and we can end with that. Yeah, it was Dathan and Korah that started that mess. And I'm looking at Numbers, the 16th chapter. I'm not going to read all of it. I'm going to look at 16 and 20. And the Most High spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among the congregation, that I may consume them in one moment. He said, back up. Then they fell on their faces and said, O Yah, the Most High, of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin and you be angry with all the congregation? So the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the congregation, saying, get away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. They go, your name, Abiram. Verse 25. Then Moses rose and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spoke to the congregation, saying, depart now from the tents of these wicked men. Touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in all their sins. So they got away from around the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood at the door of the tents with their wives, their sons, and their children. And Moses said, by this you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, but I have not done them of my own will. If these men die naturally like all men, or if they are visited by the common fate of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord creates a new thing and the earth opens up its mouth and swallows them up with all that belongs to them, and they go down alive into the pit, then you will understand that these men have rejected the Lord. Now it came to pass, as he finished speaking all these words, that the ground split apart under them, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up Dathan, Korah, their family, their kids, everything. Get the hell away from me. He told people, get away from them and don't touch none of their stuff, or you get consumed with them. Don't even be around them. That's what I'm so serious. Like, don't even let them around your family. Don't even touch these people. Don't give them a handshake. If you're going to reject what the Most High is telling you to do, and you're going to try to deflect that conversation with you and the Most High by creating another discussion and argument and tension over some foolishness that he told us not to discuss, talking about Joseph's the daddy and all his foolishness, man, you're not dealing with sin. You are a deceiver, and you're defiling leadership. And for you to even come up into our fellowship and come against the senior leadership, Deacon Abiram, the Torah, and what we say, and you don't even know how to find the book of Nehemiah, you need to get up out of here because you're living in sin. And I know it. And I've asked you on a couple of occasions to stop and to shore up your tent and to close your hatch and to gird your loins in truth. But you don't want to do it. Now the Most High going to deal with you. Come out from amongst them. There's another story in here I want to talk about where there was another challenge with Moses. Well, he came down. No, that was with him and Aaron. After he came down with the commandments and he found that everybody was partying and they was having an orgy. His people got killed that day. He
all
told the Levites, the priest, he said, go kill as many as you can get your hands on. Brother D, is killing time.
Okay. we got to cut that out. Got to cut that out.
That's what I'm saying. Right now, we can't physically kill them because the laws of the land say we go to jail, but what we're going to do is cut the cord. You get right, start acting right, humble yourself, you come amongst us again and sojourn the way we sojourn. Even the strangers that sojourn with us had enough sense to know they do what we do. What we don't do, they don't do. What we eat, they eat. You sit up, sit there, shut up, learn, do what you're supposed to. Here you come, want to teach, run things. You've been with God. You want to tear up, like even Malachi and them. You got people calling a million-listener show crying about what you did. First thing, you should have been moved by those tears and say, wait, is this really God telling me to do what I'm doing? Because he's not the author of confusion. How willing are you to submit and wait and patiently wait on your gift, your calling, your operation, your next move, your order? You wait patiently. This is all
exactly.
Bull. And Satan, I see you, Satan, and I'm calling you out. I see you and your demons, what you're doing to the house of Israel. We pray for Israel today for their victory, that they will overcome, and that the remnant will shine, rise up, and separate themselves from the revelers and Dathan and Korah.
Powerful, Brother V, powerful.
I'm going to hold it for the day. If anybody listening, you want to hear some more, we'll be doing the Straight Gun Chase on Thursday, but I want you to tune into the Shabbat show because I'm going to deal with this as far as exposing Satan and what Satan is doing with these people and how you're going to see a lot more of it, but it's a blessed thing because of John the 10th chapter. My sheep, they know my voice. They ain't even tripping on what these people are doing or saying. I'm trying to move them to peaceful waters and grazing grass. And that's why I'm going to take them. You let them niggas stay right here with that foolishness. You're going to preach to me and try to tell me some deep doctrinal thing, but you're going to leave your whole family behind to go burn in the lake of fire and convince me that you're a man of God with power in your life? Maybe you can't cast a flea off a dog's back. Got no power, let alone cast a demon out. You have no power. You have no power. You are a scribe and Pharisee trying to catch brothers in a lie or twist them up with some doctrine so you can say, See, y'all shouldn't be opening up no school or nothing because y'all don't believe that Joseph is the devil. I'm done, Brother D. I'll be going off all day. I'm done.
Like I said, you brought the fire today, Brother V. It was inspirational. And, you know, it's fitting. It's Inspirational Wednesday, and you were inspirational in the words that you brought out.
Well, to the Most High be the glory, and I said I'm on a mission. It's killing time. So I'm going to send you a copy of this message, this letter, this text message I sent to this brother. And he's not to come around us until he's preaching the same doctrine Don't need to hear from you. Grown men, grown. If you want to be grown men and call me, y'all welcome to call you. Call, because I'm not Ricard Chiar who tells people don't talk to that brother. No, we don't do that. The door's open for anybody who wants to repent, walk right, talk right. But you come around here causing confusion and chaos, you are a part of Satan's army. You are COINTELPRO, and we don't want you around. And when I see you, I'm going to call you out. Anyway, all praise to the Most High, brother. Appreciate you being on here today.
All praises.
And, people listening, let's stay encouraged and stay strong, stay vigilant. Don't let what others do affect you. All right. Shalom, brother.
Shalom.
Keep your head to the sky.
Keep your head.